Swaziland orders schools to teach only Christianity. We're joined on the line by Mufti Feroz Ismail, Swazi Islamic Center, who speaks to us live from Swaziland. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mufti Saab. Nice to hear you all full of energy and blasting Oasia.
Good to have you with us on the airwaves. So can you confirm with us, has Swazi schools been ordered to teach only Christianity in schools?
Yes, Mufti Saab, this is the official verdict from the government to all the schools in Swaziland that Christianity is now only the only religion that they will be teaching, and all other religions, especially Islam, will be taken out from the syllabus system.
What does the government plan, you know, in terms of this, what plan does the government have in place for children who are not Christians? Are you saying that Islam is to be taken out? So was there any recognition for Islam? Was Islam being taught in some way in the schools?
You see, Mustafa, you'll have to see the system of how the politics was going in the last 1 or 2 years. We know one thing is, there is freedom of religion in the constitution of Swaziland. From the late 90s, Islam is in the school with the other religions of Baha'i and the traditional religion of, the indigenous people. Now, this has been carrying on, and in the last few years, Islam has gained a lot of grounding. So it has created quite a stir amongst people. And a few years ago, all the schools, it's compulsory for them when they go on tours. They go to the masjid, the churches, they go to all the other centers. Now in the last few years, when they come to the Islamic center, they come to the masjid, the inquiry for Islam has knocked them off their socks, basically. And it has made them worry about what is happening regarding Islam. Because the minds are becoming very inquiry about what's happening, what is Islam. And, our people also, on the streets you see Islam, the ladies are walking, they got nice outfits, the shopping centers, Islamic Jummah time, shops are closing, and also the dawah that's taking place. So it has caused some stir amongst the people. So if you look at the politics, the last 1 year we had an Asian probe. I don't know if you guys know about it. The last one, maybe up to 13, 14 months, where they were actually putting the Asian community under a lot of pressure. But this was just a forefront because the Muslims were feeling the impact a lot. And not that we're not totally innocent, there are always ailments wherever you are, but overall the people really felt the pressure. Now when the tourism time came of December and now in January, because they felt the pinch, they dropped that pressure off. Then we look at the next listing, the Prime Minister, the people of high authority over here are rubbing shoulders no more much with the Arabs. Before they were very close with the Arabs. Now they are more close with Israel. So this has created another stir. And as soon as the last visit, when the Prime Minister returned from Israel, we see straight away the stance of this Islam taken out from the media, taken out from the schooling system. But with that, Swaziland has other issues. The schooling system, you could say, is almost at a stage of collapse. Because all public schools officially, with this verdict also, there's no failure. If you fail, you will go to the next year. So now all attention goes now on the Islamic part of it. Islam is out, this religion is out. But the main concern is the schooling system that is now in shambles. So people are not looking, in the right direction. And they're putting attention on this, which is a big thing amongst Muslims. We are worried about it. But also on the other hand, we know the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you put oppression in one place and you try to suppress it, it always spurts up other ways.
Yes,
our dawah centers are booming through the ceiling. We can't keep up with inquiries. Where people need Qurans, they want books, they have questions. The normal propaganda, you're a terrorist. But it's open doors of inquiry. We can't cope with it.
Yes, but in terms of the religion being allowed in the country, there's no talk in that regard, step in a particular direction at some stage, if they could do this, then perhaps they may be thinking on the lines of banning the Islam in the country?
I won't say that will be immediate, but the fear is always there, because this is not a democratic country, it's a monarch, it's run by a sovereign. So these things, the possibilities are there. But we're keeping our optimism high that the king is a mashallah, he seems a bit liberal, he's easygoing. It's always the henchmen that are around that make the big decisions, and then damage control has to come afterwards.
What are the avenues that you'll be exploring to tackle the issue?
Hazrat, you see, when it comes to something like this, especially in the position that we are in a political arena, I don't think that we should tackle it head on. Because if a decision is given from the top, especially when it comes from government and people of where it's in their sectors, and they haven't stopped Islam in the sense of in a, like in an Islamic school or in a private sector or in a masjid or us doing dawat or tabligh or anything of that nature. So we can't really intervene and tell them, you know what, you can't do it. It's not our ground of authority. But it has created a stir, because amongst the people, leave alone Islam, they've all also stopped the indigenous religion, which is, you know, the people follow the Swazi culture. They have their own this thing. Now, Swaziland is not a Christian country. All of a sudden, why is Christianity just endorsed and it's put down everybody's throat that you have to learn it? So the teachers also are finding a problem, because if you're going to teach Christianity, you have to have a theology degree, which means you must be a pastor. So there is a lot of upsetness taking place, and there is a negative vibe flowing on the ground.
In terms of the media, etc., are Muslim leaders asked to comment in the media in Swaziland itself?
Yes, media in Swaziland is a very big thing. We have two newspapers that are every day, 7 days a week, and anything to do with Islam sells the paper like you won't believe it. So they are always on the prowl out for anything more and something juicy, something to put. And they were trying for some time in the last 1-2 weeks to get us, you know, the imams of the masjid, the people of who have some authority amongst the Muslim nation, to say things that would create a conflict in the sense of, you know, that we are tackling government or we're going against them. But alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, the leaders that are here, they put some good diplomacy down to keep things cool and calm, because we've just come out of this Asian probe. And, you know, we're still licking our wounds from that. So, alhamdulillah, at the moment, nothing has spurred up.
Yes, so as you indicate that there's obviously a diplomacy and hikmah that will be used in this, and I think that is the way that you'll be going forward. Any closing thoughts and comments from yourself, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, we'll just tell all the Muslim brothers to make dua for the Muslims over here, because they're having it tough. Wallahi, it's a small nation right next to two bigger, you know, you could say majority Muslim run places. And the Muslims are a minority over here. And sometimes, you know, when you feel some solidarity, when people standing with you and you're having it tough, wallahi, it makes a big thing. And the positive thing is Islam is booming. Allah's fadl, you know, that the inquiry from the university, from the people on the ground, and the schooling system also. Although they've stopped it in the schools, but we've already got bookings for schools up to 3 months. Now, that's a choice that they make on their own, which is a good thing, because they're exploring the other avenues. Although the law has stopped it within the school, but on their tours, they've already enlisted us. So other than that, make dua for the brothers who are here and those that are trying to do some work, inshallah.
Allah accept from one and all. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us this afternoon.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Mufti Firoz Ismail speaking to us about Christianity being ordered to be taught in schools in Swaziland, the implication and how they plan on tackling that particular issue. It's now 10 to 7 Central African time.